Don't you think I ain't able? I can take a complication, make it a simple situation. I'm a hot in the morning, real cool in the
Able day. Mabel. Mabel John, born on this day in 1930. We can let that play all day, except we have a show to do. And let me, before we go to our day in history, let me say that I was incorrect myself. I kept saying my guest coming on tomorrow. Tomorrow? No, the election is tomorrow. They're coming on today. So let's just be clear about that. On this day in history, though, on this November the 3rd, is the birthday of Mabel John. So on this day in history, a number of things did happen. Let me just go through a few of them before we start our conversation with our guest, Marilyn Mosby. This is Independence Day or Separation Day for Panama from Colombia in 1903. It's interesting because Panama was never a country. Well, most countries were never a country, but Panama was never a country. It was always part of Colombia. But President Theodore Roosevelt and others who had huge investments in shipping decided that they wanted to have a thing called the Panama Canal. Colombia was saying, well, if you do this, then you got to give us a lot of money. And the American businessmen said, no, really, we just want to have the Panama Canal. So they went in and took it and declare and helped people declare a new country called Panama they could then negotiate a deal with to create the Panama Canal. So on this day, it's either Separation Day or Independence Day that they celebrate. This is the we talked last week about the executions of women in the French Revolution in the 1790s. One of those women who was killed was Olympe de Gouges. She's a very interesting character. We don't know much about her in history. We don't talk about her much. She was a playwright. She was an activist, but she was an abolitionist and a feminist. She was an abolitionist who opposed slavery from the time she was in her teens all the way to the days that she was executed and beheaded. She wrote plays about abolition and about the rights of Africans. She was a feminist who wrote when they had the revolution in the 1791. She wrote this pamphlet, Declaration of the Rights of Women and the Citizen, in which she said back then that women should have full voting rights, rights to divorce, rights to property, equal rights to men. And she was ahead of her time and pushing this. And she was condemned as a counter-revolutionary, as many women were during the 1790s in France, and was beheaded. She was called an unnatural woman. This was a day that a man named John Willis Menard, 1868, became the first African-American elected to Congress. He was a very interesting guy who was never seated to Congress because this was during the time when he was in Louisiana and they had the white racist, the beginnings of the Klan, attacked and killed hundreds of Louisianans, black Louisianans and their white allies. He was elected to Congress, was denied his seat in Congress, but became the first black man to speak to the United States Congress. John Willis Menard, who's also a very interesting guy who had gone to Honduras years before to see if they could set up a colony for freed and enslaved people. But he was a very interesting guy. This was his day. Now, if you're driving a Chevy, say happy birthday. This is the first day Chevrolet hit the market in 1911. And if you watch the new Godzilla film, the first one came out in 1954 on this day. And Godzilla, of course, was a movie that was an anti-war movie because it was about what happens with nuclear fallout, which is how Godzilla was created. And this is only in 1964 on this day were people in Washington, D.C. given the right to vote for president. They still don't have the right to vote for many things, but they were given the right to vote for president on this day. And we'll close with these two. This was John Baxter Taylor is a man that most of us almost do not know his name. He was born on this day in 1882. He was the first African-American to win Olympic gold in 1903. He worked to himself into Penn State. He went to Penn State, was on their relay team in the early 1900s, became a veterinarian, but was the first African-American to win gold in the U.S. Olympics in 1903, John Baxter Taylor. That is this day in history. There's much more to this day in history, but let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. We'll be right back with Marilyn Mosby.